This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Fairy Bell Sisters, Lily and the Fancy Dress Party by Margaret McNamara. Read by Jane Collingwood. A special invitation. To celebrate the season, Queen Titania is hosting a fancy dress party on the mainland. Lily has never been to the mainland. None of the Bell Sisters ever have, except Tinkerbell, of course. And a fancy dress party too? Why, Lily would give her wings to attend. Chapter 1. After the summer people leave Sheepskerry Island and the asters show their pretty purple flower faces, the fairies know that autumn is hastening near. The days grow shorter and the shadows longer. A chill is in the island's evening air. The sugar maple trees begin to hint at the blazing colours to come. The smell of wood smoke is strong, and the fairies put on gossamer shawls at night as they tell stories by the fire. At the Fairy Bell House, Tinkerbell's little sisters, for that's who live there, were not enjoying the crisp autumn day. They were arguing. That didn't happen very often, as most of the time the sisters got along splendidly.